Hi, y'all. My name is Noah McKenzie, and I'm finishing up my junior year at North Raleigh Christian Academy. This past basketball season, we did lead them up throughout the year, and looking back, it benefited our team in so many ways. For one, it was just always a good time with constant laughter and jokes, and one of those activities that really brought us together as a team and built our chemistry. But even more importantly for the team and for me individually, the green teammate talk really took our team to the next level. Our coach really drove that lesson home for us, and it transformed us from a collection of guys into a selfless, driven, and functioning team that was building each other up. Super stoked and looking forward to how it will benefit and mold our squad next year.
You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A.
Hey, thank you for joining us. We are excited for today's episode. I'm joined by Kyle Elmendorf, our Southeast Regional Coach within Lead 'Em Up. And today's episode is going to be a little different. We always try to add as much value as possible, usually centered around a theme or a concept that we want to educate on or, you know, engage on. Today is different because we're actually going to be talking about a new product launch that we just recently released and we've been hyping. If you've been following any of the Lead 'Em Up channels online or via email, our new premium subscription. And now I don't want you to think though that this is going to be just a sales or promotional episode. Although we will be talking about a product, we're going to be really conscious not to make it salesy or promotional. But we do want to discuss why we're rolling this out and why we incorporated some of the things we incorporated, mostly because we believe it has tremendous ability to impact and strengthen teams. And we want to talk about some of the psychology about the decisions we made. And I believe as we go through some of that, it's going to be helpful for you as a coach to understand. And I think it also may challenge you in many ways to view things in a different light. So yes, we are going to be talking about a product today, but there's going to be major tangible takeaways that I believe you're going to gain value from as we go through. But as I mentioned, we are releasing our new premium subscription. Quick little background on this. We've actually gone through a couple of different iterations of price points around our digital curriculum, which is our core product within Lead 'Em Up, where we provide coaches just like yourself access to our entire digital library of drills, exercises, and concepts. You know, when we first started out 6 years ago, we were partnered with Game On Nation. They were part of our curriculum, and we had a relatively higher price point. And I think we kind of went back and forth about what is the appropriate price point. And here's the reality. No one really knows, okay? No one truly knows what is the best and most appropriate price point. But we went with this relatively high price point out of the gate. And a few years into it, we decided to shift directions and go a completely different route. We moved to a route of a low-cost yearly subscription. So it was a $99 subscription where you got access to our digital curriculum. And we've been operating under that for the last few years. And as we've kind of discussed and had conversations with coaches, although we enjoyed the higher number of teams and programs that were able to buy in at that price point, what we did find as a challenge and something that we weren't necessarily a huge fan of, it didn't allow us to be as engaged with each team and with each program as we maybe originally were. We kind of went the route of quantity over quality. And making this available wasn't a bad thing at a low cost, but it did come with sacrifice. And then that sacrifice was not being able to be more connected. We essentially were letting coaches sign up and then just go. We didn't quite know how they were handling it, how they were doing in the program. We didn't really have much connection with their team. And the more and more as we've gone through, we have found tremendous value, not just in our own input and opinions, but even from the feedback we've gained from coaches, that when a coach rolls out Lead 'Em Up and can do it in conjunction, in partnership with us, with Lead 'Em Up officially, in the eyes of the players, in the eyes of the athletes, the message, the whole entire program carries significant more weight. It feels like this is truly something we are doing together, that we are doing in conjunction with Lead 'Em Up, rather than a player just thinking this is something coach is having us do on Wednesdays. A completely different perspective, and as a result, a completely different level of impact. So with this new premium, and we're going to talk about some of the dynamics and some of the things we're rolling out and why we're doing it, but the main premise of the premium is that we now get to be involved and get to help the process of developing those leaders in each of the teams that are signing up through the premium. There's going to be a lot more interaction, and that's a game changer in my opinion. And I hope coaches listening to this, and I hope coaches that are signing up are recognizing what's happening and what we're presenting, and understand the power that really can play into the player's mindset, that when they begin to see and recognize that, man, the Lead 'Em Up company, they're actually part of this with us. This is like, we really are serious about this leadership development. I hope they can feel that and resonate.
Absolutely, Adam. You know, I think that the big takeaway for me when I hear you kind of go through all that is essentially just the connection that the coaches and the players will have. It's a more personalized subscription. And again, with the players, they're going to be able to have things that will personally connect them to the program, to the exercises, to the themes. And for coaches, the value that we're trying to offer through the new premium subscription is through the roof. And it's all geared around making this the most impactful experience for the entire program, everyone involved.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the dynamics of the program. You know, first, we obviously continue to get access to the full curriculum like we've always done. Secondly, we have added 7 new exercises to the program that are exclusive for the premium curriculum. The large part of those new exercise additions are really building out on that theme of the green team. And that green team, where we introduced it 2 years ago, has been an absolute game changer. We've heard success story after success story. We've experienced success story after success story of teams rallying around this theme of building the green team, of being money, of being green. And there's so much power in that theme, in that universal language, that we wanted to build on it. And naturally, when you teach these things, you learn more, right? You'll go and you'll teach it to a group of administrators. You'll go and teach it to a group of corporate professionals. You'll go and teach it to a group of athletes, and they take it differently. They ask new questions, and naturally it evolved. And some of the ways that it evolved is, one, this whole concept of green awards. So with the premium curriculum, you now actually get something tangible, which I think is something really, really powerful. We buy a lot of digital products out there, but as good as they are, when you can also get something in your hand, tangible, touch, feel, et cetera, it just feels different. So when you sign up for the premium, you're going to get 2 awards associated with the green team. One is our brand new MVG, the Most Valuable Green Trophy Award. These are handmade out of wood. We support a local woman-owned business with that. Incredible, cool little trophies, but it's designed that at the end of that season, for you as the coach to give away an MVG award to celebrate that player on your team that has demonstrated at the highest level what it looks like to be green and is that most valuable green. Now, in addition to that, you also get green verified stickers, very similar to the verified approach on social media where people want that blue check next to their name. We take a similar approach, but with the green check of verified. And you'll get a whole group of stickers for your players. And as you go throughout the course of the season, when you are seeing them demonstrate for a consistent period of time what it looks like and feels like to be green according to how you laid it out with the team, you can verify these athletes, put that quote-unquote stamp of verification on them. And just like people on social, when they get that blue check on Twitter, they're like, oh, I got verified. I had one of my athletes the other day, Kyle. He's now down at Vanderbilt. He got verified. He was posting it. He was all hyped, right? He's like, oh, I got verified, right?
Yep.
And I was like, Yeah. And I said, hey, man, I said, that blue check's going to look real good next to your green check because you're green verified also. And we want them to be celebrating that, be excited about that, be working for that. And those stickers are great. They, you know, I have football teams putting them on their helmets, lacrosse players putting them on their sticks or on their helmets.
It reminds me too of, the story that we saw this spring with North Muskegon girls soccer and kind of everything that they did there. And so as a coach, a lot of the times too, I think we don't necessarily promote ourselves as well and what we're accomplishing, but I think the NVG and these green stickers and the verified green that the athletes will get, it's a great way to show off what you're truly building in your program in a way to, you're not shining a light on yourself, but you're shining a light on what these athletes are doing and the people that they're becoming. And it becomes a great testimony to you and for you of what you're building. And, you know, I think when coaches look at it through that light, this is going to be a really powerful thing that, you know, when you're evaluated or when you meet with an AD or any admin of like, what are you doing in your program beyond the X's and O's? These are some tangible things now that everyone sees and that are easily shared that really show that you're going above and beyond as a coach. So I really love that aspect of it too.
And the one thing that we always talk about with accessories, and I've said this many times, when we promote accessories, shirts, swag, stickers, things of that nature, FYI, we're not making money on that stuff. Okay. Like, we're essentially selling that at cost. We just want that to get into the hands of the players. And the reason is, coaches, is because it plays into their identity when they begin to represent on an outward manner things associated with leadership, right? When you put that green verified sticker on your water bottle or your phone or that Lead Them Up sticker on your computer, and people begin to see it day in and day out as you rep this, as you identify with this, you begin to live according to how you identify. Okay. So if you're saying every day on your shirt, I'm a leader, I'm a leader, I'm a leader, I'm a leader, it's going to begin to play into your behavior as a leader. It absolutely will. So, you know, and these green things, they're intriguing enough where I've already, people ask me, hey, what's that green check on your computer? Opens up the conversation, which then a player will have the opportunity to speak on it. And anytime we can get them to speak in a positive light, right, essentially bragging about their achievements as a leader, that's a positive thing because it'll make it seem more cool for them. Okay. They'll say, oh, yeah, you know, we do this program called Lead Them Up. Yeah, I got verified. Oh, what does that mean? This means, you know, I've demonstrated, you know, I've been that leader. I'm money. I'm special. Right. Those things
like
we talk
always
about.
Say, yeah, that which gets praised gets repeated. That 100%. Which gets praised well that you shared in a previous episode, that which gets praised well, it's repeated well. And this is the perfect thing, the connection to today's culture and climate.
So Green Awards is one of the new 7 exercises. We also make mention of the Green 13 in there as well, which just as a reminder always, every May, we will reach out to all coaches that have been part of the Lead Them Up program and ask for your most valuable green nominees to be nominated for our national award of the Green 13, where we will select 13 athletes and they will be awarded Green 13, which essentially they get national spotlight, they get a whole bunch of Lead Them Up swag, and they get free Chick-fil-A for a whole year. It's a big, big deal. So once again, a lot of momentum around that. The other 3 exercises built around the green team are green standards, gray check, and red 40 dash. Not to go into major detail though, but let's start with green standards. This is such a dynamic and powerful exercise. In fact, this is the one that I feel may be the most impactful new addition. We will create custom standard green standards team sheets for you as you go through the green team. So when you go through the green team, we help you work with your team, as you know, if you're familiar with it, help identify what they value to be money, what those traits are that they want to see. And the beautiful thing about green team is the players do it, right? Not us. It's them doing it. They are telling us what they find most valuable, most money. But we then now take it a step further that we allow you to take those traits that they've identified, go deeper with it through our green standards exercise. And then you can fill out the form or email us, and it's prompted right there in the portal. and we will create a customized Green Standards team sheet for you. As we always say, everything in Lead 'Em Up is always team tested and player approved. We've been doing Green Standards with teams for the last 6 to 8 months. And I can tell you, we've had teams where we've printed all the Green Standard sheets. Every single player gets it. We go through it. It breaks down. It has been dynamic. Some of our coaches have printed these up, right, and actually hung them throughout the locker room because these are the standards the players laid out for this particular year. Now, I do want to make note of this. I personally believe, and one thing kind of through the Lead 'Em Up program, I believe that there are two sets of standards slash values within every team and every program. There should be program standards and values, and there should be team standards and values. And let me explain the difference. I believe there are general overarching umbrella values and principles and standards that this program has laid out that the coaches determine that are just not changing really, okay? But every team, each particular year has a slightly different personality. It has slightly different groups of players. The players value different things, okay? When you get more of a granular level. And it is so powerful to let each team within that group on that particular year help build out the specific standards as it relates to that team. May not change the overarching things of what we stand for as a program, but as this group of players that are only here for this 21-2022 team, these are the traits you all want to see. So Green Standards help us get there for that particular team, lays it out in a very clear manner. Gray Check simply helps those players process where they are on the green team scale. Kyle, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of players that think they are green.
Right.
When you and I both know that's not always the case.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you said, what I love about it is just it provides clear benchmarks and it helps us process it. So it's one thing to, you know, you go through Green Team and it does a beautiful job of laying things out. But now these exercises really go a layer or two deeper to where it's the players are connecting that to their behavior. And how am I acting in accordance with the values that we've all agreed upon? It's a great accountability piece.
Yeah. And the way you connect it and the way Green Standards helps it, it basically puts more meat on the bone of those traits. All right. And you have to, you've got to get it very detailed and defined, because if not, if you just simply use a phrase of, hey, this team's going to, you know, one of the things we value is hardworking. Okay. Well, the reality is you've got 50 players on your football team. You've got 50 different definitions of hardworking. Exactly. They all are going to view it and define it slightly different. So unless we go that further step of Green Standards and go through that process, then we will be opening ourselves up for miscommunication and frustration. And the reason I say that is because if I go and try to hold you accountable to hardworking, to be a hard worker, because that's what we laid out, well, that's subjective, right? I could go to you and say, Kyle, you need to put in that work. And you could look at me and say, what do you mean, bro? I am putting in that work.
Yeah. For one person, it could be, well, my hard work is I'm just going to show up at practice time. I do 2 hours of work and whatever the coach tells me to do, I'm going to work as hard as I can. For someone else, that means I show up early to practice. I stay late to practice, or I do stuff on my own. And so, like you said, it's not just, you know, the word or the phrase. It's actually saying, this is what it looks like. This is what we've agreed to. And this is what we expect.
Yeah, I'll give an example. Some of the teams that I've rolled this out with, the hardworking, let's use that one as a, you know, as they built it out amongst the players and the discussions, and we prompt all that through the Green Standard exercise, you know, they've laid out, okay, no. When we say green, a hardworking in this team, this year, with this group, this is what we are referring to. You do more than what's required. That's number one. Secondly, you push yourself to the max. Number three, it is a consistent level of hard work.
Right.
Like those three, just use
not just one day out of the week. I don't work hard, just one day.
Yeah. So now I can look at you and say, you know, Kyle, you need to be putting in that work. And if you said, hey, I am, Adam, like, hey, don't get at me. I am. Well, I could just say, oh, okay. Look, hey, my bad, Kyle. I should ask a little more. So with that said, tell me, what are you doing above what's required? And if you can't give me tangible things that you're doing above what's required of practice time or training time with the team, if you're not doing anything else just besides that, listen, in this program, we do more. And if you can't share that, then now I can actually, you know, putting emotion aside, I can objectively hold you accountable to what we laid out as a group. Come on, man, you got to go above and beyond.
And the beautiful thing about that is, and you can put in any other trait that you want for hardworking, is none of this requires natural talent. So this isn't just necessarily for high achieving programs that are on the cusp of winning a state championship. This is such a great tool. And I think, you know, and let's be honest, the majority of the people that exist in high school collegiate athletics, you're probably not at that upper echelon year in and year out, especially in the high school space. It's pretty rare. It helps those programs. But for some, and I've been in the situation before too, is you know you're not going to win a state championship that year. But how do you define the metrics of having a good season? What does that look like? You define the norms in green team, and now in green standards, you can go through and look at the end of the year. You can have a mid-season meeting and say, we did an excellent job in all these categories. And for us, that is success. Even though we might not have the most talented team, everyone contributed their absolute best to achieving the standards that we set out. And bottom line, that's the true definition of success, is doing the best that you're capable of doing to become the best version of yourself. And green standards is a great tool for that.
Hey, this is Ashley from Chick-fil-A, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. Today, we're talking about intentions. An intention, by definition, is an aim or plan. Intentions are much less rigid, and all they require is effort, not perfection. Here are a few steps and tips to get you jump-started with intentions. Number one, determine your purpose and goal. What do you want to reach towards being and becoming a better you? Two, begin incorporating smaller habits. Smaller habits help us not feel quite as overwhelmed to make big changes, which can be really hard to do. Crowding out is a way of putting more focus on the good choices and things you want, and not having as much time, need, or want for the less effective habits as a result. Three, stay focused. Try using a habit tracker or some sort of other tracker that can help visually stimulate a sense of pride in your strides. And four, learn from others and ask for help. Identify people around you who are doing things you aspire to and ask for advice. You have the power to change your behavior and incorporate things into your life that will help you reach whatever goal you are trying to accomplish. You get to pick your attitude and your actions. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
You know, we always say lead them up helps you reach your full potential. Okay, so if you're bad, it'll help you become good. If you're good, it'll turn you to great. If you're great, it'll turn you to special, right? It'll help you just reach that full potential, which varies year in and year out. So green standards is one. We've got gray check, as I mentioned a moment ago. It's simply a process that your players can go through to clearly identify where they are on the scale. As I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of players who have a slightly inflated perspective of themselves, right? They think they're a little bit more green than they actually are, right? It's funny. They think they're green, but their coach and all their teammates think they're gray. There's a disconnect. Right. The gray check will help them understand where they are on that scale, which will just be a very helpful self-awareness tool. And then we've got the red 40 dash. Okay. The red 40 dash is an interesting one. And this one has to be discussed. And it is so, so important. The reality is this: when you go through the Lead 'Em Up program, you naturally are going to spend a lot of time talking about being green, being money, being special. Okay. So it's part of what we do. It's the theme that we're building. It's what we're working towards and striving to reach. Now, with that said, there has been communication to us numerous times from players where, because of this increased focus on being green, being money, showing up each and every day special, They feel like that's the only emotion that they can feel, or that's the only behavior they can demonstrate. And not using these words, but it's almost like they've got to be these green robots, right? That any other emotions that aren't green, like nobody wants to hear it, keep it out of here. We're trying to be green. And we've got to be really careful with that, because it is so essential, especially in today's world of mental health and recognizing the different challenges that individuals are going through, that people can feel comfortable, that they can feel safe, that they can understand that I can come to this group, my teammates, my coaches, right? We use the phrase family oftentimes in the team environment. Now, whether that's a different conversation, whether it's truly a family or not, but you understand where I'm going. Like,
right.
If we can't bring some of these red frustrations, these challenges, these discouragements, these concerns, if we can't bring that to our team and to our coaches, then who can we bring it to? And the reality is, although we want to build a green team, sometimes it is understandable that people demonstrate and exhibit and experience red moments, red traits. And we want to make sure that players understand that they can bring those to the group. But we also want to make sure they understand there's a difference between a red player being red and a green player having a red moment.
Right. Yeah.
Those I think that's things. Key.
And what I love about it too is just the value that you get as a coach in going through these with your team. And then being able to share stories and experiences with your players on just that, because you and I know we're both in the working world, obviously. We both have families. We both have children. And, you know, as all of our listeners can too relate, there's not really ever going to be a day that or a week that goes by where you don't have a red moment. And the value of just these simple little exercises and the language that we use. And I'll share an experience from this weekend is, you know, grocery stores can be painful sometimes, especially when you have your kids with you. And one of my pet peeves is often just people that stand in the middle of a hallway or an aisle. And like just simple frustrations for me, sometimes I realize that could make me like a little red moment of trying to get to something that you need to do. This gentleman was a little bit older and slower, but I had to get three different things real quick before we left the store. Every aisle I went down, it seemed like he turned the corner. It's just there in the middle of the aisle. So you kind of have to say, excuse me, and navigate around that. A simple thing like just walking and carrying a whole bunch of stuff around, like your frustrations can get to you some points. And then realizing I had that epiphany in my head. I was like, hey, this is a 40 red dash moment here. You experience red. How quickly can I experience that and then get back to center or get back to green? And having those conversations and sharing that as an adult is healthy, but then teaching your players how to have those conversations will serve them well when they're an adult. So it doesn't ruin their day or their week or you know, how things can compound in a negative way. It's a great springboarding for an opportunity to get better.
Absolutely. And, yeah, don't let those grocery store visits frustrate you, Kyle.
you know, like I'm the guy, I'm grocery shopping, and if it's a new store, I need to know where it's at. Like if I get comfortable with the store and I go and get something, I know where to go. But if I have to navigate the aisles and try to find something and someone's standing in the middle of the aisle, or they're just kind of on their leisurely stroll, I'm there to get in and out. This isn't my afternoon. I don't want to be there in 10 minutes.
I understand. Yeah. So, I mean, so why call it red 40 dash? Why call it that? We call it that because we want to train our athletes to run from red, and we want to improve their run from red 40 time. Because all leaders experience red moments. The difference is the best leaders, the green leaders, just have a quicker bounce back. Their run from red 40 time is quicker. They experience the red, but they don't live in the red. Right. They bounce out of it. They run back. And some of our 40 times, how fast we run from red is a little slow and needs improvement. There are individuals, players, coaches alike that experience these frustrating moments, these red moments, and they linger all day. It ruins their whole day. Like their bounce back is literally a 48-hour bounce back. Okay. Yeah. Their run from red 40 time is slow. Okay. We need to improve that. So once again, those four help build, or four of the seven are just building extra kind of, like I said, meat on the bone around the green team. Just allowing us to continue going deeper in that theme of green team. You could almost call it green team part two. We've also added in the other three remaining out of seven, a very cool celebration exercise called spot seat. We also have added a new social media exercise called green flags, right? We always talk about with the red flags, like, hey, don't post that. But what are the green flags? Okay. What are the things we should be posting? And we've also got a really dynamic exercise called thought train that's going to help our players just kind of navigate mentally in a healthy manner throughout the course of a season, the practice and things of that nature. So premium, we added seven new exercises that are going to be dynamic on top of all the other exercises. I think you counted them the other day, over 40 in total.
Yep.
You get the MVG trophy and the green verified stickers as signing up. That's part of that. You also get the customized green standards team sheet that we will create once you send us over what those standards are for your particular team as you go through that exercise. So once again, trying to make it more involved, more engaging amongst, you know, lead them up and your team, so your players can feel that this is truly something we're going through together with lead them up. And it's really a partnership. I think when we believe it'll just grow the value of it all the way across the board. We also are offering the virtual training session.
This is a big one.
Included with every premium subscription. So that can be a variety of your choice. It can either be a team session with the players. So maybe something in the manner of us kicking off your first lead them up session with your team. You know, obviously during COVID, and we've done a tremendous amount of virtual sessions. And to our pleasant surprise, they actually turned out better than I anticipated. I wasn't sure. And I think you and I have talked about this, Kyle. We weren't sure exactly how it was going to look, how it was going to feel, how it was going to translate. But our sessions proved to be very dynamic, very engaging, very interactive, absolutely beneficial. We had many, many teams who signed up for virtual. And, you know, their proof of enjoyment and impact was simply evident by them choosing to sign up for more. Okay. I think 80% of all teams that signed up for us to do a virtual signed up for additional ones and paid more. So very dynamic virtual team sessions. Or if you don't want to bring the whole team on to do a Zoom session, that virtual session can be with you as the coaching staff. Okay. Or you as the individual head coach to kind of just talk through, to kind of maybe game plan your specific team, where they are that year. But 45, 60 minutes a virtual connection with us, just kind of talk through, you know, we want to be in this with you, right? We're in this together, and anything we can do to help this virtual, I think is going to help kind of lay that out. And I asked you earlier what you were most excited for, what you thought was the most impactful thing with the premium launch. And you actually said this dynamic right here.
Yeah, I love this simply for the fact that there's always power in having another voice speak to the team. So, you know, you talked about, you know, at the very beginning, the power of connecting players to lead them up and seeing it tangibly. So it's one thing to have that subscription and you roll it out, you know, as the coach. It's another thing now where you're working with a lead them up team member here and the players get that interaction. And I think it validates what you're trying to do as the coach through lead them up, is having that experience for the players. It helps us introduce it really well for you. It can help the coaching staff find the key takeaways on how to reinforce the themes with the players. And then again, I think it's a really good bonding experience for the team to be able to kind of go through that all together there. And the players' perception of what they're about to experience with lead them up throughout the entire season, I think is going to go through the roof with that virtual session there. So I'm really excited about, you know, teams getting to experience that.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. And I am as well excited. Then we also made the decision. This was kind of a last minute decision. This wasn't the initial plan. But shortly before launch, we did make the decision to include our new captain's course in the premium subscription as well. And I think the thinking there is that, you know, if someone's going all in with us via the premium subscription, we're kind of doing this together. We're coordinating virtual sessions and doing those with the teams as well. Let's provide them the captain's course and make this a no-brainer.
You get getting access to everything Lead 'Em Up.
Yeah. And I mean, so at that point, like, and it also just, you know, I'll be honest with you, it just eases the transition on our side as well. I'll just speak from a internal process dynamic as well. Just puts it all in one, puts it all under your profile, all under your account. You just have everything for the 12 months. You're good to go, right? You've got it all there. And then, you know, absolutely, you get to take advantage of that. So, you know, although we believe cultures are best created when you co-create them together as a group, and that everybody plays a role in their leadership, when we talk about things like rotational leadership and followership and how everybody's playing a role, there are moments in slightly different conversations that need to be had and should be had with select individuals on the team, whether those are captains, whether those are kind of influencers, whether they're a small group of just kind of more trusted, experienced individuals. Every team has that group, those individuals that are just kind of leading the pack, even if they have the label or they don't. And there are slightly different conversations and different things and responsibilities to be able to go deeper with those individuals in a smaller setting that the captain's course will provide you the opportunity to do so. But it is still essential that the entire team is going through growth development from a leadership standpoint.
Absolutely.
So it's an additional layer of training and development that goes a little deeper for those select individuals through the captain's course. And in that captain's course, we have 8 different themes that those captains will go through. They do it together on their own. This isn't something that coaches necessarily facilitate. You simply have the players access it and they go through it. It helps them grow from the 8 different themes: their communication, their mentorship, their consistency, their character, their ability to develop relationships with all members of the team, not just those that they're most comfortable with, the humility within them. Most players are expecting them as a captain to step onto the court, onto the field with a level of ego and arrogance because of their new role. We want to make sure that is kept in a very healthy place. So we obviously spend time on that. And then we also spend time on team awareness, because one thing that is so critical for our leaders, our captains, our influencers, is for them to have a constant read, have their finger on the pulse of the team at all times, to have this awareness of where they are, where we need to go. Do I need to kind of bring the guys or the girls back because we're not focused, right? Do I need to loosen them up because we're too tight? Like, we need a constant feel, and they need to help kind of control the temperature gauge in the room a little bit. So 8 different themed portals for the captains. So we've added a lot of new things in the premium, and you know, I'm excited. We've been working really hard. We've been talking about this for, I mean, really this entire year. So we're now 8 months in, kind of building and moving in this direction. So once again, today's episode, certainly different. Okay. I apologize if it felt too promotional. I really wanted to kind of take the time from my perspective, and I'll let Kyle speak on his perspective, but my perspective, really just wanted to take a time to kind of speak and provide some education about why we rolled out the different things. And podcasts provide sometimes that long form platform for you to kind of share these different thoughts, feelings that are sometimes hard to communicate in other platforms. So I wanted to take this moment and share that, because we're really excited about it, but mostly we're excited about it because we know what it can do. We know what it can do for your team, for your program. I'm telling you, if you go all in, as laid out in the playbook when you sign in the premium subscription, as we lay it out in the playbook, if you go all in and you teach these themes, concepts, you take your players through these activities and exercises, it will transform your team. We have more testimonials than you would even care to count. And I'm not trying to say that in a boastful, arrogant way. I'm saying that in a way to give you assurance and confidence that this has the ability to change so much within your group. We've worked really hard over the 6 years to create a program that players want to be able to hold on to and can engage with at a high level, that concepts and exercises that are memorable, portable, and sticky, taught in a memorable manner, can be portable through different areas of their life using phrases and concepts that stick to the hearts and minds of them. We've been able to kind of, I believe, create that. And this premium is going to give you all the tools to be able to create that dynamic program. And we're excited to roll it out.
Absolutely. You know, the only thing I would add to that is just really the whole point of this is to impact lives and to do it at a very high level. And as we get back to a world where, you know, hopefully there's no interruption of sports coming up, you know, we never know. But regardless of that, this is just a way to enhance the experience for everyone involved in your program with Lead 'Em Up, and for you to truly make it a special season and give people the tools needed to win, not only in sports, but in life. And that's something you can never take for granted. And we're pouring everything we have into this premium subscription for you to be able to do that with your team.
Kyle, hey, I appreciate you so much. Great work on everything over the last couple of weeks, months, and everything as we've gone through. Excited to connect with the teams and the programs that are signing up here as we launch. Excited to get these stickers and these trophies out to the coaches so they can begin giving them and awarding them. I'm excited to see the interaction on social of players getting their trophies and getting that verified green sticker and, you know, feeling like, hey, I'm doing it. I'm working there, right? I'm moving in the right direction. I'm showing up green, and it's going to be fun to kind of just build that momentum around it. As always, you can email us info@leademup.com. If you want to ask any additional questions, you can check out the premium subscription by visiting leademup.com. Besides for that, we are thankful for you. We appreciate you. Till next time, I am Adam. He is Kyle. We are Lead 'Em Up. We're out.
Hey, before you go, we want to take a minute and thank our friends over at Chick-fil-A for sponsoring our podcast. Chick-fil-A is not only a place where you can go get a warm meal served with superb hospitality, but it's a place committed to caring for its communities and developing young people. That is part of the reason why we're so excited to have Chick-fil-A on board with us. It's because we share that vision of developing young people and developing people in general into the leaders they can become. So I want to encourage you to go support your local Chick-fil-A. And remember, it is more than just a chicken sandwich. Hey, we appreciate you listening. Until next time, have fun and lead them up.